Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about Joe Gebbia, Airbnb co-founder, and his new role at the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, as they call it. Buckle up, folks.
DOGE? Like the meme? Is this real life?
Apparently. It seems this DOGE is focused on overhauling the federal retirement system. Gebbia wants an Apple Store-like experience for retiring feds. Imagine that.
So, ditching the filing cabinets in the limestone cave? Finally.
Right? Can you believe it? 28,000 filing cabinets, a system from the 70s, and it takes months to process a retirement. It's like stepping back in time.
Gebbia mentions using design and engineering to make a better experience. I'm curious how that will translate to government bureaucracy.
Well, apparently, Musk said DOGE ran into a bottleneck after offering early retirement packages and finding the government could only process 8,000 retirements per month. Talk about a system overload.
8,000. That's not a lot. It sounds like they desperately needed someone with Gebbia's background.
Exactly. It's a pretty fascinating challenge, going from designing user-friendly travel experiences to streamlining government processes. It's a big leap.
It is, and not everyone's happy about it. The article mentions backlash from Airbnb hosts and guests.
Yeah, some are pretty upset. Forbes reported negative comments flooding Airbnb's community portal. Some users even threatened to boycott. A pretty intense reaction.
Understandably, people have strong feelings about their preferred platforms, and this move might seem jarring to some.
Totally. Airbnb is doing damage control, emphasizing Gebbia's involvement with DOGE as personal and doesn't reflect Airbnb's views. Interesting. Still, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, right?
Definitely. This raises a lot of questions. How will Gebbia apply his design thinking to such a complex system? Can he actually make a difference? And what will be the long-term implications of this partnership? Time will tell, I guess.
Absolutely. It's a story worth following. Thanks for joining us today as we unpacked this intriguing news. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.